It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Friday Flashback brought to you by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long. Well, coming up on Sunday night, it will be the Academy Awards, but we all call it the Oscars. But why do we do that? Well, it's all about that little statuette there. The prize technically is named the Academy Award of Merit.
Oh.
But that hasn't been referred to that in a very long time. First one, it's almost 100 years old. Back in 1929, the Academy Awards were first given out, and it was the statue was meant to be a knight with a sword standing on a reel of film. And by the way, that first ceremony, Douglas Fairbanks hosted the ceremony that lasted, delivered only 15 trophies, and it took 15 minutes.
Well, you know, it's
from the now, what, 3.5 hour show?
For crying out loud. Sometimes it's so long.
Yeah, yeah. But the reason it's called Oscar is, well, a big old Texas connection. See, when the statuettes first showed up at the office there, the librarian at the time, who would later become executive director of the Academy Awards, one Margaret Herrick, made a comment when they showed up, and they literally unboxed it and took it out and said that these so-called knights said, well, this looks like my Uncle Oscar.
Aww.
And that kind of became just a joke around the office, and they would just refer to it, you know, behind the scenes and things like that. It was never billed or advertised as that. But when Katharine Hepburn won Best Actress in 1934, and then let it kind of slip out, the inside joke, and she called it Oscar. Oscar. Well, then it was just out and off to the races on that. The Academy officially started using the Oscar moniker around 1939, about 5 years after Hepburn let that slip. There are various theories, though, that dispute this. But it does seem that this particular story of Margaret Herrick naming it after her uncle is probably the most plausible. There was a Hollywood columnist that in 1934 said that they named it Oscar, but really gave no indication as so. That's been shot down and debunked. Betty Davis once said that she named it after her husband, but by then, people had been calling it Oscar for about 10 years. So, yeah, it's probably this one. And it just so happens that that uncle, which was actually a cousin, but a little older, Oscar... Oh. Pierce.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Oscar Pierce.
There's a few layers there, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And Oscar Pierce had nothing to do with the Hollywood filmmaking movie industry at all. Nope. He was a wheat and fruit farmer in Salina, Texas.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, but his memory lives on.
They were so much in love with life. Happy in